five former Chiefs players sued the team over the long-term effects of football field concussions. Attorney Kenneth McLean said his clients won't get much relief under an earlier NFL settlement.
If they're still functioning, walking around, but with massive headaches and problems concentrating and mood swings, you're not going to be covered by the settlement.
Sports and surrounding events dominated the week's news. Sporting Kansas City was preparing for today's league championship game against Real Salt Lake. Coach Peter Vermes said it was easy to have mixed emotions about a success coming down to one game.
I don't necessarily think that one game sums up the overall play of this group for those many years. But don't get me wrong, these guys and our organization and the community, I think we won it. So we're going to give it our best effort, and I think these guys are prepared.
The Chiefs lost their home field rematch with Denver 35-28, but with their 9-3 record, we're still playoff material. Coach Andy Reid said,
"This isn't college football. This isn't the end of the season."
The Chiefs' loss was eclipsed by a life lost at Arrowhead. 30-year-old Kyle Van Winkle died in the stadium parking lot. He went to sleep, apparently, in an unlocked vehicle very similar to the one he arrived in. The owner returned. There was an altercation, and a witness said one bystander knocked Van Winkle out and continued punching him. It's uncertain whether charges will be filed. The Missouri legislature met in a special session called by Governor Jay Nixon in a rush to meet the deadline to submit a tax incentive package that might entice Boeing to manufacture its 777X in the state. Republican House Speaker Tim Jones, usually a Nixon adversary, was enthusiastic.
"We're talking about thousands of new jobs. We're talking about high-paying jobs, and we're talking about jobs that would last for a long period of time and also have a lot of ancillary positive effects, because Boeing, of course, has hundreds of suppliers and vendors in all the states in which it does business."
The legislature overwhelmingly approved offering Boeing tax incentives totaling up to $1.7 billion over 20 years. More than a dozen states, including Kansas, are submitting bids. Kansas City ended Union Station's management of the museum, turning it over to the Parks Board. Councilman Scott Wagner said it was a good deal for the city, the museum, and the Northeast area.
"It creates an opportunity for us to create a new chapter in the history of the Kansas City Museum by putting it in the hands of an organization that has created new chapters very often in this city."
Most of the museum's collection will still be owned by Union Station. A council committee split 2-2 on a move to stop construction of a drive-through Jimmy John's at 9th and Broadway. Jimmy John's attorney, Mike Burke, said the city had already given its word.
"They've spent in excess of $600,000 in reliance on being told they could do what they wanted to do on this property."
The proposal could come up for another vote when all five committee members are present. And just as a public hearing on the KCI airport terminal was getting underway,
"Would everybody please evacuate the room, please? In orderly fashion, out the door."
City Hall had to be evacuated because of a bomb threat.
That's right.
No bomb was found, and the airport hearing that never got off the ground will be rescheduled. This is KCUR.